From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. More expressions of outrage today on Capitol Hill over the abuse of Iraqi prisoners. Lawmakers were briefed on the incidents for the first time by Army officials, and it quickly became clear that what they heard was not enough. They want further explanations from the Pentagon's top officials. Senators from both parties called for hearings, and Democrats are calling for investigations into whether the administration tried to cover up the scandal. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The Army's Vice Chief of Staff, General George Casey, is one of the Pentagon officials who briefed a well-attended session of the Senate Armed Services Committee today. The assessment of prisoner abuse that he offered after the closed-door briefing was blunt.
It is a complete breakdown in discipline. We are fully committed to getting to the bottom of this and holding accountable those who we find guilty through the judicial process.
The committee's Republican chairman, John Warner, characterized what happened at the Abu Ghraib prison as an isolated incident. He said the Army has investigated how widespread those abuses might have been.
We have received assurances this morning that this incident really stands in terms of the number of allegations without parallel. Very little other that parallels this elsewhere.
But in a sign of how a political fight's now brewing over the abuses, Massachusetts Democrat Ted Kennedy came away from the Army brass briefing with a strikingly different impression from Warner's.
I think the important point that I took from this hearing is that this does not appear to be an isolated incident, and that there are additional reports in Iraq and also Afghanistan. And we also have to find out if the conduct of personnel down in Guantanamo as well. I think it's important we get the full range of this kind of despicable activity, not only in terms of the American military personnel, but also civilian contractors.
And the top Democrat on the Armed Services panel, Michigan's Carl Levin, said six separate investigations into the scandal by the Pentagon may not be sufficient.
I don't think we can assume that all the investigation that is necessary is going on. I think we have a very heavy responsibility of oversight in the Congress to make sure that there is a thorough investigation, that there is no cover-up.
Both congressional Democrats and Republicans say they're furious that they only found out about the prisoner abuses through news reports, even though one Pentagon probe was finished more than a month ago. Arizona Republican John McCain said Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld had neglected his duty to keep Congress informed.
There are so many allegations swirling around this situation that we must have a public hearing with the Secretary of Defense testifying in order to clear up all of these allegations. Not an hour goes by that there isn't an additional allegation, and unfortunately the Congress in general and the Senate Armed Services Committee in particular has been, up until this morning, been kept completely in the dark.
Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle said Rumsfeld said nothing about the abuses to lawmakers when he met behind closed doors with them last Wednesday, the same day CBS broke the story about the abuses.
They had an opportunity in over an hour's time to tell us to come clean. And now we've learned that they had asked CBS to delay for a couple of weeks the release of this information. I think that is inexcusable, it's an outrage, it's wrong, and some sort of explanation is warranted.
Stopping short of calling it a cover-up, Daschle demanded an investigation by Congress, but his counterpart, Republican leader Bill Frist, was more cautious.
We need to get to the bottom of it. I expect that we will do so. I think it's too, well, it's not necessarily, I think it's too early for me to be calling for open hearings, closed hearings, which committees, but I think within a couple of days we'll be able to have the answer.
House Majority Leader Tom DeLay today endorsed hearings on the abuses, but said he would oppose a congressional investigation. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.